Hello, it's Leslie again, here with the Life Below Zero podcast, and I'm sitting on my back porch as usual with my glass of ice cold sweet tea. I found this article on Sue as I was researching for something as close to the truth as possible. It basically sums up mostly what I already knew before, but I thought I would use it since some of you may not know these things about her. And I hope you enjoy. This article was written by Gerard Haley, and it was written 2 years ago. The epitome of courageous and hardworking women, Sue Aikens, aka Susan Ruth Aikens, is an American hunter and TV personality. She is known for the National Geography documentary series, Life Before Zero. The show follows the livelihood of several people separated in remote regions of Alaska who makes living by hunting. One of the bright cast, Sue Aikens, lives at 197 miles of North Arctic Circle, above the North Arctic Circle. The nearest road is around 80 miles from her in Kavik, Alaska, and the nearest neighbor supposedly lives about 500 miles away in Fabransk, Alaska. I hope that's the way you pronounce it. I can destroy some words, especially being from the southeast and having a southern accent. Aikens may cherish live for the day kind of lifestyle and seasonal beauty of Alaska, but we cannot undermine the fact that she shares the territory with predators like bears and foxes. At one time, she was attacked by a grizzly bear, which left her to die. The sub-zero cold temperature of winter is not friendly either. Life Below Zero star Sue Aikens. This interesting person has also been part of several other documentary TV shows featuring the Alaskan lifestyle. She was part of Flying Wild Alaska from 2011-2012, Sarah Palin's Alaska 2010. More prominently, her role in Life Below Zero gained her worldwide fame. She began as a cast of Life Below Zero in 2013 and has been part of it alongside other subsistence hunters such as Chip Hailstone and his wife Agnes Hailstone, Andy Bassich, Glenn Villanueva. She was born on the first day of July 1963 in Mount Prospect, Illinois in the United States. If we add up the numbers, she is currently 57 years of age. She is an American citizen and belongs to the Caucasian ethnicity. I cannot say that word. One I need to work on. If you are interested in a long family line, then we do know that her grandfather was from Scotland. Cool. So was mine. Susan Ruth Aikens, during her childhood, grew up in the suburbs of Chicago until her parents decided to separate when she was 12. Following the divorce, her mother took her to a family friend in Fairbanks, Alaska. Since her mother could not get used to the cold, she left her in Alaska. At such a tender age, when a typical girl plays with dolls, Sue learned to use guns and bullets for hunting. Surprisingly, the girl from the modern area got along with her new demanding lifestyle and cold of Alaska. All right, here's a question. It says, Sue Aikens was married 3 times. Who were her husbands? As much as we think we are familiar with this TV star, Aikens has shared very few details about her personal life. Thanks to our extensive research, we have tracked down some hidden information about her husband and married life. Aikens has married 3 times, but the relationships did not work with any of them. 2 passed away due to the disease, and 1 left her to pursue a younger girl. And at this time, I'd like to please excuse, if you'd please excuse us for a short break from our sponsor. Thank you. And we'll be right back. All right, thank you, and welcome back. Her first husband died of a brain tumor. Later, she married British man Eddie James Aikens on the 13th of June in 1987. Together, the couple lived in Portland, Oregon, where Eddie worked as a barber From the relationship, she gave birth to 2 children, a boy and a girl. After 17 years of marriage, the couple got divorced in 2004. Akins returned to Alaska and began to live an isolated life in the remote part. Her ex-husband Eddie passed away in 2009. She attended the funeral and had some kind words for her departed ex-husband. In a heartwarming tribute to her ex, Akins wrote in his obituary page, "I remember that you always came up from behind me, put your arms around me, and would say, 'I love you, Mrs. Akins.' Even when we were divorced, 2 days before your death, you said the words to me again. In friendship, we found the ability to say and do what we needed. I will so miss your sweet face and smile, your ability to forgive and open your heart. I was the catalyst, you the sturdy branches. I am sad." Her third marriage is quite a mystery. However, she did not stay in the relationship for very long. Okay, Sue Akins' family, her children and grandkids. Sue Akins has a grown-up daughter and a son. Both are in their 30s. Both of her 2 children are married and live far away from her in the lower United States. They occasionally pay her a visit in Alaska. Her son is the younger among the two, who got married in September of 2016, and she was present for the occasion. Also, her granddaughter and grandson visit her in Alaska. While away, she has the satellite phone and Wi-Fi network to keep in touch. She loves to exchange gifts with her kids and grandkids. On one occasion, she got a puppy as a gift from her grandkids. Okay, here it says Sue Akins' salary and net worth, which I don't really think it's anybody's business. I wouldn't care to know it, and I wouldn't care for anybody to know mine. But anyway, as the main cast of National Geography show Life Below Zero, Sue Akins earns an impressive salary from the show. Her yearly salary from the show is estimated to be $200,000. She also runs Kavik River Camp from June through September. She provides her customers with food and accommodation, for which she charges $350 per day. Also, she has got the only gas station on the east side of the North Slope. As of now, Sue Akins has an estimated net worth of $500,000. Sue Akins' injury issue and accident. Did she die of a bear attack? The lady has a fair share of encounters with accidents resulting in injuries. One time, she barely managed to live after a surprise attack from a grizzly bear. Sue had no idea of confrontation from the animal. She sustained torn muscle, head injury, and her hips were pulled out of their socket. Once the bear retreated and left her for dead, Akins barely dragged herself to the camp. She treated herself with the first aid treatment and put some stitches on the torn part. Surprisingly, this brave woman came out with a gun, tracked down the creature, and killed it. Well, she has more nerve than I do, I can tell you that. I wouldn't have went nowhere back near that bear. Besides her personal treatment for 10 days, she laid on her camp. In her camp without any medical personal checkup, a pilot circling her camp found her and took her to the hospital. Other than this scary encounter, Sue was reportedly injured in a TV stunt which she was asked to do for Nat Geo show, Life Below Zero. Later, she filed a lawsuit against the producers of the show. According to the lawsuit filing, Akins was riding the snow machine, which ended up heating the ice. She said she was seriously injured. However, instead of rescuing her, the producer instructed the rescue airplane to land at the far end of the runway for the sake of entertainment and thrill. All right, that's the end of the article. And my opinion on that right there would be, if they did that to me, I wouldn't go back on their show. I don't care what they'd pay me. That's just wrong. And you know, these people, these producers, all they care about is the entertainment and thrill of the show. They don't care about the people. They just want the money and the ratings. And if it wasn't so interesting, I wouldn't even watch the shows. But I like learning things about the wilderness and about Alaska. And I think that's what draws in a lot of people on this show. But that'll be it for this Also, if I find any more things, I'll be sure and, I'll be sure and make another podcast, and or I'll just include it on another one. But my next podcast should be coming up here in a couple of days. So y'all stay warm and stay safe out there, and God bless.